Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Goy Little Eye Podcast Show. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about Michael Burton and Mr. Spot, and then go back into Voyager. Okay, let's go to Voyager. The first black Vulcan on Star Trek. So they proved that they had colored people on Vulcan, planet on Vulcan. Because the Routins, Mr. Spot people, you know, they had black people on it, on the planet. Because the first Routin is Tukor. What is his name? Tukor? Something like that on Star Trek Voyager. He's a security guard. It's Captain Janeway's security guard and real close to Janeway. And the first black Vulcan that played on Star Trek and was Nun Enterprise, the ship named Voyager, fans accepted. They accepted. I don't know about first two, three seasons, but they accepted and ran for 7 years. So we know there was black people on Vulcan, and it's a possibility that Spot and his mother and father and brother adopted a kid that lost his parents, her parents. And that kid is Michael Burton. Even though the Red Angel was her mother, you know, but okay, so what's the problem? What's the problem, fans? Yeah, he's a legendary character. So is Michael Burton now. Because she's adopted kid. Or Mr. Spot's parents who adopted her. So she's legendary too. Just like Mr. Spot. So I just had to get that out, you know. I just was thinking about that. The first black Vulcan, the man who played whatever his name was. I gotta think of the first black Vulcan on Voyager. What his name was. Don't worry, I'm a Star Trek fan, but I'm getting old. And it's hard to remember. There's so many legendary characters. It's hard, really hard to remember. Like, I'm not a hardcore fan. I'm a fan. And I know the characters. Okay? I'm not a fake character. And I read an article on the Android. Somebody wrote an article and did a poll, saying they did a poll on Twitter that Discovery fans were fake. That's what it was. I looked on my phone and I read it. They said Discovery fans were fake. Not Strange New World fans, but Discovery fans were fake. We did a poll. That poll could have been audited. About fake fans who don't like Discovery. So whoever wrote that article and put it up on Android phone, Galaxy phone on Google, so people can see it, you fake. Because Discovery had a lot of fans, and we not fake. I'm a true Star Trek fan since the original, and I'm watching Voyager now. On Pluto. And I watched Next Generation all day, Sunday. all day. And I'm going to watch Discovery. Deep Space Nine. Fake fans. We're not fake fans. The real truth, we probably had more fans in Strange New Worlds or Lower Decks. But they just don't want to tell us. That's what I believe. You know? And you write an article talking about fake fans. Oh boy. Oh boy. I just can't believe it. You know? I know I'm not a fake fan. And I was just thinking about that. The first Walton on Star Trek. He played by a black guy. Really good black guy. Good looking black guy. He's Janeway's security officer. And he played that role. He was one of my favorite characters. But Tom Paris is a cool character. I really like Tom Paris because he dropped the ship, you know. And Janeway was a sweet captain too. She took care of her crew. But my favorite character was Kotoke, her second in command. That's what my favorite character was because he was Indian, Native American. The first Native American on Star Trek. And he was my favorite first officer. But you thought I'm going to say, what you call him, didn't you? I'm Janeway's security guard. Chief of security, didn't you? Nah. Chakotay was my favorite first officer. He's a pretty cool guy. And a pretty cool actor. You know, and any Star Trek Voyager fans should know that. And it's a good episode too on Star Trek. Klingons taking over Voyager. Vegas of Fire. I'm glad I've seen this episode before. Even though we know that Klingons was in the Delta Quarter, Quentin, and they was on Voyager, you know. But I don't know, anybody know what this episode was? Klingons trying to take over Voyager, and it was just a lot of shooting going on the bridge and everything. But anyway, I was just thinking about that. And welcome to the show, everyone. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out for the non-Discovery fans and had a problem with Michael Burton being, Spock's sister, older sister. You know, you just had to live with it. So it was written, so it's so. Make it so. It's written now. So it's written, so it will be. No. It's in the Star Trek universe. She's Mr. Spock, oldest adopted sister. Gotta live with it. And she's a beautiful African American and a beautiful captain that lead a beautiful crew. You know, and I'm just saying, you know, just me, you know. So let's go, people. Let's go. Let's go see some scary stuff, okay? Scary stuff. When I say scary stuff, I mean scary. Scary movies, scary music, and all. And I promised y'all that I was going to get into that. Not talk about Star Trek all the time, and of course, you know. And I am. I'm going to get into it. Because that's what y'all want to hear, right? Yeah, that's what I want to hear. So shut up. I know what to do. But it's places in this universe and on this planet that you go to. Damn, she beautiful. I think that we never see, you know. And give you some scary music. I mean, really, really scary music. Because we're going to talk about things long ago, how the earth was so scary, and how it's haunted places around the world. Now, the place that I was talking about is somewhere in the Midwest states, okay? Now, I was hearing about this on a YouTube channel. It's a guy that tells stories, and he was talking about the place that you can go to. It's illegal to go to, and it's just a scary place, as he said. And in this place, there's a lot of strange things going on, and there's the woods. Now, the way he was explaining it, that that it's these two, a doctor and his wife, was looking for a place, and they found the place in the woods. It was a perfect place that they want to spend their second vacation home, and they did. They found the place, you know. They found this place, and they went to it, you know. And one day, he left his wife by herself, you know. And strange things were starting to happen to her. And when he got back from where he was going, you know, he found his wife in the corner. That's right. With her eyes open. And all right, let me turn this down some. Hold on, people. I got a situation going on right now, so let's hope. Okay, people, I'm back. I just had to take this music down some, but it's a place in the woods. I forgot the state, name of the state and everything. But there is some scary places in the world that you just don't go to. I mean, even it says it's a forest in Japan. I think it's in Japan or China that you don't go to. And a lot of people went in there and they was missing. Never been seen again. And these places are real. And I think it's a woods, spooky woods in Japan. And yeah, I just found it. It's called it's AOKGAHARA, the Haunted Woods Sumeran Forest of Japan. Wow. This is pretty cool. To talk about this stuff. Oh, they got it. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. They even got a picture of this. Nope. These woods look real haunted. Let's see what my Dane can read to us. Trying to get it to play.
The creepy confines of Akigahara, Japan's suicide forest.
Yeah, it's called the suicide forest. Wow.
Akigahara Forest has always haunted the poetic imagination. Long ago, it was said to be the home of yurei, Japanese ghosts. Now it's the final resting place of as many as 100 suicide victims every year. At the foot of Mount
the Suicide Forest. They made a movie out of this.
Square kilometer forest called Akigahara. For many years, the shadowy woodland was known as the Sea of Trees. But in recent decades, it has taken on a new name, Suicide Forest. Akigahara, a forest as beautiful as it is eerie. For some visitors, Akigahara is a place of unbridled beauty and serenity. Hikers looking for a challenge can wade through dense thickets of trees, knotted roots, and rocky ground to access amazing views of Mount Fuji. School children sometimes visit on field trips to explore the region's famous ice caves. It is also, however, a little eerie. The trees have grown so closely together that visitors will spend much of their time in semi-darkness. The gloom is relieved only by the occasional stream of sunlight from gaps in the treetops. What most people who come to Japan's suicide forest say they remember is the silence. Beneath fallen branches and decaying leaves, the forest floor is made of volcanic rock, cooled lava from Mount Fuji's massive 864 eruption. The stone is hard and porous, full of time. In the stillness, visitors say every breath sounds like a roar. It's a quiet, solemn place, and it has seen its share of quiet, solemn people. Though reports have been deliberately obfuscated in recent years, it is estimated that as many as 100 people take their own life in Suicide Forest every year. The rumors, myths, and legends of Japan's Suicide Forest. Akikahara has always been docked with morbid myths. The oldest are unconfirmed stories of an ancient Japanese custom called Yubasut. Legend has it that in feudal times when food was scarce and the situation grew desperate, a family might take a dependent elderly relative, typically a woman, to a remote location and leave her to die. The practice itself may be more fiction than fact. Many scholars dispute the idea that suicide was ever common in Japanese culture. But accounts of Yubasut have made their way into Japan's folklore and poetry, and from there attached themselves to the silent, eerie suicide forest. At first, the yurei, or ghosts, visitors claimed they saw in Akigahara were presumed to be the vengeful spirits of the old who had been abandoned to starvation and the mercy of the elements. But that all began to change in the 1960s, when the forest's long, tangled history with suicide began. Today, the forest phantoms are said to belong to the sad and miserable, the thousands who came to the forest to take their life. Many believe a book is to blame for the resurgence in the forest's macabre popularity. In 1960, Seicho Matsumoto published his famous novel Koroi Jukai, often translated as The Black Sea of Trees, in which the story's lovers commit suicide in Aokigahara Forest. Yet as early as the 1950s, tourists were reporting encountering decomposing bodies in Aokigahara. What brought the brokenhearted to the forest in the first place may remain a mystery, but its reputation in the present as Japan's suicide forest is both deserved and undeniable. The Black Sea of Trees at Aokigahara's body count. Since the early 1970s, a small army of police, volunteers, and journalists has annually scoured the area in search of bodies. They almost never leave empty-handed. The body count has significantly increased in recent years, reaching a peak in 2004 when 108 bodies in varying states of decay were recovered from the forest. And that only accounts for the bodies searchers managed to find. Many more have disappeared under the trees' winding, gnarled roots, and others have been carried away and consumed by animals. Aokigahara sees more suicides than any other location in the world. The only exception is the Golden Gate Bridge. That the forest has become the final resting place of so many is no secret. Authorities have placed signs emblazoned with warnings, like please reconsider and think carefully about your children, your family, at the entrance. Vice travels through Aokigahara, Japan's suicide forest. Patrols regularly scout the area, hoping to gently redirect visitors who look like they might not be planning a return journey. In 2010, 247 people attempted suicide in the forest, 54 completed. In general, hanging is the most common cause of death, with drug overdose a close second. Numbers for recent years are unavailable. The Japanese government, fearing that the totals were encouraging others to follow in the footsteps of the deceased, stopped releasing the numbers. The Logan Paul controversy. Not all visitors to Japan's suicide forest are planning their own death, many are simply tourists. But even tourists may not be able to escape the forest's reputation. Those who stray from the trail sometimes encounter disquieting reminders of past tragedies, scattered personal belongings. Moss-covered shoes, photographs, briefcases, notes, and ripped clothing have all been discovered strewn across the forest floor. Sometimes visitors find worse. That was what happened to Logan Paul, the famous YouTuber who visited the forest to film. Paul knew the forest's reputation. He meant to showcase the woods in all their eerie, silent glory. But he didn't bargain on finding a dead body. He kept the camera rolling, even as he and his companions phoned the police. He published the film, showing graphic, up-close footage of the suicide victim's face and body. The decision would have been controversial under any circumstances, but his on-camera laughter was what shocked viewers the most. The backlash was fierce and immediate. Paul took the video down, but not without protest. He both apologized and defended himself, saying he intended to raise awareness for suicide and suicide prevention. The man laughing in the Suicide Forest YouTube video certainly doesn't appear to have that intention, but Paul means to make amends. He has pointed out the irony of his own fate, even as he's chastised for what he did. Some rage-filled commenters have told him to kill himself. The controversy has been a lesson for us all. Need more macabre reading after reading about Aokigahara, Japan's suicide forest? Learn about our bud Dwyer, the American politician who killed himself in front of television cameras. Then round things out with some medieval torture devices and creepy gifts that will make your skin crawl. All that's interesting is a Brooklyn-based digital publisher that seeks out stories that illuminate the past, present, and future.
So we got a handful right there, people. We really got a handful right there. Japan suicide forest. I mean, I told you. There's haunted places. Real scary haunted places around the world. And the suicide forest is popular. It's really popular.
I mean, wow. I'll be right back, people. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. I'm just having trouble with this old computer. I need some new computers. And the stupid cable service. Stupid. But it's Japan Suicide Force. And they did made a movie out of this. But this is one of the 100 places where people go. Japan have a lot of suicide in this forest. And it's 100. They say it's 100. And it's really scary. Wow. I mean, just to learn this stuff. It's really cool, people. And I got other pictures of it, of the forest and all. You can check it out. It's called Japan Suicide Forest. I mean, police go up there every year and they find real dead bodies. People commit suicide to end their lives, which they don't know is a sin. But they, I guess the Japan government and the Japan authorities try to stop this, but there's no stopping it. And I think it's called Akakirki, AOKIGAHARA, Force. That's the name of the force. And it looks spooky too. Just do your research and say, haunted forest, and it will come up. That's what I did. But that's just one of the places that I found. But it's more places, you know? Everybody know that, right? It's more places around the world and 100 places around the country. Haunted forests where you cannot go in the United States. It came up too. Okay, let's do the top 10 haunted forests in the United States. See, this what the show is about, okay? This is the details and stuff that I want to get to, and let's get into it. Buffalo Mountain, Virginia. What the heck? Wow. The second one is R-O-B-I and Sun Woods, Indiana, Chicago, Indiana. This place is kind of spooky too. Let's go see if we can read about it.
Forests are places covered with trees, rivers, birds, and wild animals, but these also have witnessed the deadliest haunted stories. Generally, forests anywhere are the oldest and the remote areas where people don't prefer to visit, but if you are a daring soul with a habit of exploring thrilling places, then these haunted forests are for you. These haunted forests of the United States are famous for their spookiness and eerie sagas. Here are the top haunted forests of the United States that we recommend only to the intrepid people. The name of these forests is enough to give goosebumps and people avoid going to these forests, even in the daytime. List of 10 haunted forests of United States. 1. Appalachian Path, Bluff Mountain, Virginia. Appalachian Path. What would be your reaction if you found a shadow
Appalachian Path.
Dense forest? Appalachian Path is famous for a similar ghost spirit that is of a 4-year-old child. This incident happened many years ago in 1892 when a kid named Adi Powell came with his family for a picnic in this jungle and got lost here. Later he tried hard to find his way home but was unable to find it and finally died. The ghost of this young child is supposed to cry and haunt people who pass this forest in the dark. Address, 799 Washington Street, Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, United States. Haunted 4. The ghost of Adi Powell, a 4-year-old child, haunts hikers. Read more, Nightlife Cities in USA. 2. Robinson Woods, Illinois. Robinson Woods. The famous Robinson Woods Forest in Illinois is named after the chief of Native American tribes. There are several uncanny stories associated with the name of this forest. How this forest was named after the chief of American tribes is also an interesting story. In ancient times, this forest preserve land was allotted to the family of Robinson Alexander, and he was promised to bury him and his family in this forest. But the tribe intentionally buried him somewhere else, breaking his promise. This act of the tribe made the spirit of Robinson Woods angry, and his spirit was found to haunt people visiting this forest. In spite of the entrance getting closed for visitors in the evenings, you will be able to hear scary voices of screaming, bumping, and wailing of people around the forest. Address, W. Lawrence Avenue, Chicago, Illinois 60706, United States. Haunted 4. The ghost of Robinson Woods roams in the forest, who was buried somewhere else breaking the promise. 3. Pine Barrens, New Jersey. Pine Barrens, New Jersey. Pine Barrens in New Jersey is a beautiful forest until you know about the haunted stories behind it. The forest is filled up with green trees, colorful flowers, chirping birds, wild animals, and a horse-faced beast with long wings. The name of this beast is Jersey Devil, and it has been said a 13-year-old girl gave birth to this devil after being cursed by the locals. This beast lurks inside the forest area and appears suddenly in front of the visitors to haunt them. Address, Pemberton Township, New Jersey, USA. Haunted 4, Jersey Devil, a horse-faced beast with long wings. 4. Randolph Forest, Maine. Randolph Forest, Maine. Randolph Forest in Maine is famous for paranormal activities. No matter whether you are visiting here on a bright sunny day or on a dark night, you will definitely observe something unusual around you while visiting. Also, some scary voices, lurking shadows, or moaning sounds are common in the surrounding area. There are so many unsolved mysteries about this famous haunted forest in the United States that make this the spookiest one in the country. Apart from haunted activities, locals also have reported that many people get missing while visiting this dense forest in Maine. Address, Randolph, Vermont, USA. Haunted 4. The ghost of Bicycle Larry haunts people who go missing one day without any information. Read more, Christmas in USA. 5. Old House Woods, Virginia. Old House Woods. Old House Woods is an old wooden house amidst the forest that had been used by the pirates for taking a rest. Being an ancient place, this house has witnessed many illegal and unreported pirated activities. There are no mysterious stories associated with this house in Virginia, but spooky incidents are common nearby this house. People have seen various headless wild animals roaming in the forest, glowing light entering this house from the sky, and floating ships of pirates, which make us enlist this house in the list of spookiest places in the United States. Address, Old House Woods Road, Virginia 23045, USA. Haunted 4, wailing voice and unusual things happening around the house. 6. Freetown Fall River State Forest, southeastern Massachusetts. Freetown Fall River State Forest. Fall River State Forest has spotted numerous uncertain activities including murders, smuggling, illegal dumping, and UFO sites that make this forest different from others. This 200 square miles forest is located in Massachusetts, United States. If you are visiting this forest to witness its beauty, then be prepared to get some glimpses of ghosts too. Yes, there are many spirits of people who died an unfortunate death in this forest. You would never have thought that a charming forest could be this dreadful. Address, Freetown, Fall River, Lakeville, Bristol, Massachusetts, United States. Haunted for, spooky voices and unseen spirits make this forest haunted for visitors. 7. Bloody Lane Path, Sharpsburg, Maryland. Bloody Lane Path. Bloody Lane Path, in Maryland, is a civil battleground that has reported countless unfortunate deaths of soldiers. More than 20,000 people died during the battle and their spirits are still haunting this place for justice. So if you listen to a screaming or wailing noise while crossing the Bloody Lane Path, then don't get surprised. Apart from this, the scent of gunpowder, the sound of firearms, and the voice of the commander instructing soldiers are normal at this place. Address, Bloody Lane, Maryland, USA. Read more, USA Exotic Places. 8. Morgan Monroe State Forest, Indiana. Morgan Monroe State Forest. Report this ad. Morgan Monroe Forest in Indiana is an absolutely terrifying place for normal people. There are many eerie stories associated with this place that make it haunted as hell. This place has witnessed many unfathomable deaths and paranormal activities. That's why people are scared to visit this forest. There is a cabin inside the forest, all surrounded by enormous trees and bushes. If you are a brave person, then you can definitely take a challenge to stay in this cabin overnight. Apart from the forest, there is a step cemetery that is also claimed to be haunted by local peoples. The ghost of Baby Lester and her mother are often found sitting on the tree and haunt people. Address, 6220 Forest Road, Martinsville, Indiana 46151, United States. Haunted for, the ghost of Baby Lester and her mother haunt visitors sitting on the tree. 9. Dark Entry Forest, Connecticut. Dark Entry Forest, Connecticut. That's the deserted roads of Dark Entry Forest in Connecticut are truly a haunted spot in the United States with numerous ghosts and spirits. The forest was named as a dark entry because of almost zero visibility inside the forest. Even in the daytime, visitors will barely be able to see the path and get lost in the forest. Hence, visitors are not allowed to visit this forest, and if you really want to go inside this forest, then you should be packed with proper gear and have permission from the members of the Dark Entry Forest Association to enter this fearsome forest in the United States. Address, Dudley Town, Cornwall, Connecticut. Haunted for, paranormal activities, light orbs, and ghostly apparitions make this forest haunted. 10. Yosemite National Park, California. Yosemite National Park, California. Though this is named a national park, don't dare to go by its name. This famous national park in California is a famous spot for paranormal activities in the United States. Apart from wonderful natural scenes, you will get so many chances to observe unusual ghostly activities here. Maybe sometimes a spirit comes and sits on your head while you are passing the park. Or you get to hear some scary wailing sound while enjoying the view. These types of incidents are common with the tourists visiting Yosemite National Park. Near the fall, people get to hear the crying voice of a dog. Apart from that, you will get to hear the voice of a baby boy who drowned in the lake until now his spirit haunts people and asks for help. Address, California, United States. Haunted for, supernatural power has conquered the waterfall near Yosemite National Park. Read more, surprising facts about Mexico. Forests don't usually give us any spooky vibe until we hear something uncanny about it. But here is the list of famous haunted forests in the United States that look scarier than any haunted story. So, if you are bold and brave, then we challenge you to visit these spooky forests in the United States all alone. Not in the nights, these forests look scariest as hell even in the daytime. So, take our word on this, no matter how challenging you are, you would definitely get frightened after visiting these dense forests. The post top 10 haunted forests of United States appeared first on World Tour and Travel Guide. Get travel tips, information, discover travel destination, adequate travel.
Dark Entry Forest, Connecticut. That's the one I was telling you about. About the doctor and his wife. And he went away for a trip. he came back and saw his wife laying on the floor with her mouth open, looking at him, and it frightened him so bad. That's the one you gotta have permission to go to. You cannot enter this forest or visit this forest if you don't have permission. Yeah, people. Didn't I tell you it's some really, really scary places in the United States and all over the world too? The computer just read 10 top places, and I didn't know Maryland had Spring Barrel, Maryland didn't have scary place. Bloodline Pack, Springfield, Maryland. Wow. That's where I'm at, Maryland. And these is, and got the address and everything to it. You know, that's cool. That's really cool. So this is like places that we gonna go find when I go traveling and everything and all. And these are the places that I'm gonna put up on my podcast when I visit it. I'm going to visit these places, you know. I'm going to visit them. I mean, might have to carry somebody with me so I can scream and hope and jump on their lap or something. But I'm gonna go. Especially Connecticut. Dark Forest, Connecticut. I'm definitely wanna go see that one. How many of y'all would like to see these places? Come on, raise your hand. I know you're a venture deficit. Adventure kite as explorer. Come on. Especially you Star Trek fans, you gotta be an explorer and adventurer. You know, to go to these places. And I dare you to go to the top 10 places. Go back, replay this podcast, and listen to the top 10 again. Write them down, because they just gave you the address and everything. I dare you to go to them. You know, tell me about it. Go on my speech page. Leave a like. Follow me on Speak. And leave a like of this podcast and all. Or go on my YouTube channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, and leave a comment and all. Do you like to visit these places? Some of these places are got the paranormal activity and haunted, real haunted places, you know. And like I said, this was one of what this show is about, you know. And oh boy, this got me excited, you know. I just wish my brother Bryant was here, because I would ask him to take me here, you know. It's right here in Maryland. Probably ain't that far too. I mean, this is some of the stuff that we was gonna do when he first came down. Go do a YouTube channel and visit these places. In fact, we did. We filmed some of it. You know, I got it on video. Some of the places we went to, I filmed on my camera. And all. We went to this old place in Maryland that they tore down in the woods, and all, and the old insane hospital that they closed down. Maryland closed down. We visited that and everything. But this is what we was going to do when we get out in California and all. But things took a twist and it didn't happen. And when he came back to stay, I thought he was going to ask me to go with him again to California. And I was ready this time. I was ready to pack up and go. But January had a lot of things. I mean, last year, when he came down last year, and I thought he was going to come back and get me, and we're going to go to California now. I was ready to go, pack up everything and go. You know, I would tell him, let's don't ask nobody until we out there. You know, hit the heck with the job. You know, and I get Social Security and everything, so we'll be fine. You know, and he could be my payee on Social Security, and that's how I know we would have been fine, because my brother would look out for me, make sure I'll have and all. He'd be my payee, we'd be traveling. No, that would be cool. No, that out. If he decided to do that again, come down here and ask me, want to go traveling across the country and all, I'm gone. I'm dropping everything and gone. You know, I'm getting out of this place. Somehow, some way, I'm not living in this place. By 2025, I'm out of this place. No. Not staying here. Because that landlord, he raised the rent on purpose. Because I got sick. He raised the rent. And he knew I couldn't afford the rent. You know? He know that. And he got mad because he didn't get his money on time and all. So at the first of the year, he decided to raise the rent. He's not a landlord. He's a low lord. You know, use a lord. You know, don't take his property and right. And Henry and Richcross know this. They know this place is falling apart. Make me crazy. You know, this make me crazy. And I'm going to go on apartment.com and see that I can find me a good place. You know, probably could, you know. Hey, and who knows? Too bad I can't ask y'all. Do y'all know any good apartments, you know? Because I don't really know you. Y'all just listen to me, you know. But oh boy. Great intonation, man. Just great. And but this is not what I want, though. Apartment in Baltimore. $500 a month. 2-bedroom. Not bad. Not bad. But what's the catch? That's what I know. What's the catch? Gotta be a catch to it. To be $500. Not in no Baltimore now. But, yeah, I'm looking for 1-bedroom apartment. And man, I'm not looking for all that. You know, come on, people. But this is some of the stuff that I'm interested in, and I'm going to be sharing with y'all. And that was really cool, what I found out and everything. And I dare y'all, I really do. I dare you to go visit these places. Some of y'all crazy, and y'all will. You like me, I'm going to visit it. I'm looking for apartmentrent.com. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. And, you know, I just like this stuff, man. So let's go back to Google. What time is it? We ran out of time. I just don't want to go over. I think we got enough time. And find some more music. You know, see how it sounds. Honey, music. Ooh. From hell. Get them hell. Okay, people, it's almost for me. It's time to go. You know, and I know I got the music up loud and everything. I'm looking for this thing. So, I'm sorry about that. And I will find this on later on in the file so we can continue this adventure of haunted stuff. And when Halloween comes, we were going to have a lot of fun when Halloween comes. Okay? That's right. From starting September 25th through the 31st. We're going to have a lot of fun. Okay? And everything goes well this year. We're going to celebrate. After Halloween, we're going to celebrate everything that went well this year. And me saving money, my credit, so on. The show, fifth season of the show, and a lot of more. And like I said, it's going to be introductions. It's going to be another voice to say goodbye to you and all. No, just like when you hear another podcast, you get the introduction and then you get the end. They're saying thank you for this was a Corey Whitlock podcast show. You're going to get that at the fifth season of this year. Okay? You'll probably get a good quality mic because I'm going to get a new microphone. Thanks for my daughter Jessica. She liked to take my microphone apart. But I'm going to get a better quality microphone and hopefully you can hear the pitch more better and all. But for all of that, thank you, fans. Love you. Thank you for another edition, another episode of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And I'm glad that I can take you on that adventure. I hope you like this show because it's going to be a lot more like it, you know. We're going to search for UFOs, founding the desert people, the ghost people, Bigfoot. We're going to tear it all up, okay? Tear it up in coming up shows in this month, okay? Probably this month. And give you more of a Picard, Star Trek Picard, let you know what's going on and all, in case you miss it and all. And let you know details on Fallout to Sirius, coming on Amazon. We don't know. I think they finished filming the first pilot of the show. Now, Fallout is a video game, and Amazon making a live-action series out of the video game. And it's going to be good. And I'm crossing over to Fallout when it comes on, after I see Star Trek Discovery. Now, I heard that Star Trek Discovery is not going to be up and ready because they went back to film so they can get a decent send-off. So, they went back to film and add some stuff onto the seasons. And that's why we probably ain't going to get it until early of 2024. And by that time, Fallout should be up and running on Amazon. The McLaren, Boba Fett is up on Disney. If you like that, go watch that. And all. And of course, Prodigy and Lower Decks. And of course, Strange New Worlds. For the Strange New Worlds people. For the Strange Star Trek people. Alright. But they saved the best for last. They pushing the best Star Trek ever until 2024. And it probably will get the same release probably around February or January, just like Picard did. So that's what I'm thinking. That's why they're going to do that too. Because they probably want it in January, between January and February release. And we might get that one on Star Trek Day when Discovery is going to come out. And they probably will say between February of 2024. Because they went back and add new scenes and stuff, so the show can get a decent send off. Because Discovery brought back Star Trek. And I'm going to really miss the show. I'm ready is. No. But just gotta deal with it. No. Just gotta deal with it. But anyway, gotta go, people. I'm running out of time. And see ya on the next episode of Corey Willock Podcast Show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And love each other. Hug each other. Be kind to each other. Because we all we all God's creatures and family. Stop the war. Try to stop the war. Let's have no more wars. And be nice to each other. Okay? And Ashley, and we love you.